Of 9,000 characters on television in the 1970s, only 3.7% were older adults. Again, underrepresented when compared to actual population data. Deloff describes the few older characters as ineffective, unattractive, and unhappy. Some of the more popular shows of the era did have notable older characters. All in the Family was widely viewed, however, it reinforced negative stereotypes in its portrayal of an aging Archie Bunker. In Maude, created and written by the same person as All in the Family, Maude is the first older woman main character in the first show to positively portray aging in a lead character. Sanford and Son featured an African-American, lower-middle-class family with patriarch Fred Sanford faking heart attacks to get his way, using his health to manipulate situations to his benefit, including a notable scene when he invokes a heart attack to try and discourage his adult son from getting married. In some ways, Sanford and Son marks an important watershed, as the show was almost entirely cast with African Americans, and it portrayed a less affluent family. That said, the use of health by an older adult as a means to influence situations is problematic, especially when you consider that the vast majority of television writers for shows are younger adults. Like the artists from our presentation on art and aging, are conscious or unconscious perspectives on aging revealing themselves through the narrative choices of those writers?